Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the latest episode of the Fan Reaction Show. Rumors speculating Hugo Bruce departing Bafana Bafana have brought a sense of shock to Mzansi. The 71-year-old is rumored to be joining Club Bruges in his home country of Belgium after recently claiming the bronze medal at the 2023 AFCON. Because of this, we decided to ask you if you want Hugo Bruce to stay on with Bafana. In recent years, clubs such as Kaizer Chiefs and Manchester United have underperformed and are no longer considered to be big clubs. Supporters are forgetting why they started supporting their teams. When the chips are down, the supporters need to band together. We wanted to find out what you think the importance of supporting clubs means. As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host, Aiden, and this is the Fan Reaction Show. Let's kick things off with Bruce and Bafana.
Bafana against Algeria. It was a good game. As for our coach, Hugo Bruce, my heart is so broken because there is a rumor that it was his last game. So, our national team was promising now. They was playing very good football now. They winning or draw, at least is something. If Unga win, at least mutually it draw, it shows that Siyabona la siyakhona manje. Mabathi, there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
It's a well-deserved draw for Bafana Bafana. They showed class. They played very well. And so many teams are now underdogs when playing against Bafana Bafana because of the way they are playing. We are blessed to have Sundowns players in our national team because they are playing at this high level of football in the African continent competitions. So that rubs off very well on the team of Bafana Bafana. So we are really, really, really blessed to have players like Themba Zwane, your Teboho Mokoena, and even the goalkeeper, you know, your Modibas. Everyone, they played very well. And we are really, really, really now showing a glimpse of class. And the coach is doing very well. Coach is doing extremely well. So we mustn't even think of replacing the guy. Our national team now is forced to be reckoned with because of his guidance, because of his presence in that dressing room, because of his presence on that bench. He is a man of character. He is a man who doesn't shy away from saying things that he think are best for the team.
Happy with the coach. He managed to crack the team. And he is the right coach. I think Hugo Bruce is the right coach. I cannot ever think of any other coach that will manage Bafana Bafana the way he is managing it. As much as he was criticized for selecting the Sundowns players, for most of the Sundowns players, but if the players are performing, why not select them? There was at some stage where Kaizer Chiefs were performing very well and half of the Bafana Bafana team were Kaizer Chiefs players.
This game was very, very interesting. So for Bafana Bafana coach to be still there is a good idea. So we need him there. So far, so good. Nothing wrong with him. So he is driving the team nicely. So, no, all right to coach.
I think we can't afford to lose the coach right now because who was the Umsebenzi Omuhle for the past few years. So we must do everything in our power to keep him. Oh, Hugo Bruce.
Our national team is not the best at the moment, but that doesn't mean we mustn't support them or we mustn't support our coach. Our coach is trying so hard. She just needs us to rely behind him and his boys.
It's always difficult to go to North Africa and come back with a draw. So I was quite pleased to see Bafana Bafana coming back with a draw. And I think the current coach is doing quite a good job. Hopefully, Tsafa will make it their point to make sure that we keep this coach.
I just want to say congratulations to them. Even they, we did get 1 point, it's fine. We are number two on our stage. So, yeah. So I just want to say congratulations to them. Next game, we are going to play with Nigeria. You know what they must do? They must focus. They must tell themselves this is not a calf. This is a knockout, suffer, knockout qualifier. So when we play those type of games that are hardful on us, they must look at each and every game as they must take each and every game that is hard.
I think they got too much chances, but they didn't use them. So, but away draw is better than nothing. So, but they played very well. They showed up, they missed the chances, but overall they performed very well. I'm happy about the draw. And then Coach Bruce is the right coach for Bafana Bafana. He's a very good coach. He has a good technique. He has a good understanding of football.
Ugo Bruce mina ngisafisa ukuthi ngathola chance kubekho nomsebenzi wakhe omuhle. Angasheshe adedelwe. Ngize la kwilokhuza kulamathimu amakhulu.
I feel like Hugo Bruce is a smart coach who understands and knows that there is actually a problem happening at the back when you look at the variety of defenders that are in the bench. So when you look at his systems and styles of play, he's very much aware of that. But how does he actually go forward in fixing the problems that are at the back? For me, yes, he's the right person for the job. And let's not change the pace of what he has done so far. And with going forward, I believe there's something that he's building. And it's going to take time, but I feel like there's not much in the PSL that he can work with, as that is a concern that he has actually raised over time. But with what he's doing so far, we can be happy as a country. And going forward, I think there might be something. So Safa should do what's best to actually keep him.
I think South African national team needs a coach who is not in a position of nepotism. Why I'm saying so is because when I look at the coach of national team, he has this thing of nepotism, because if the team like Orlando Pirates, Mamelodi Sundowns, or Kaizer Chiefs, or AmaZulu is not performing, is not winning, he will never take any player from that team, because he thinks the team is not playing well. He thinks the team is not performing because of the players are not performing. But all we know is that the team can play not performing well, but you may find that there is one or two players who are performing. The players that can fit on Bafana Bafana. So, but with his nepotism, I think Bafana Bafana is not going anywhere.
Moving on, how important is it for supporters to roll with the punches?
All my big teams like Kaizer Chiefs, Manchester United, Chelsea, yes, they are not doing well. But according to me, supporters, they must continue to rally behind the teams. Noma kunzima, noma kuyehleka, noma kunyuka, they must follow their teams. They must always be behind the team. They must give them support. Yes, at the end of the tunnel, there is a light. They must give them full support.
We need to remember, as supporters, we need to support the team through thick and thin. When they are not doing that well, that's where our support is mostly needed. We need to support the team like never before. They will rise again. It's just that the phase which they are going through now, it's that phase of for them not playing well, but things will change as time goes on. We just need to be positive. We just need to be there for the team. We cannot abandon them when the chips are down. That's where we need to lift them up, to lift their spirits and make sure that they are coming back with confidence.
Supporters need to support their teams, regardless of their results and whatsoever. But Funegama supporters are slightly behind the team, or support their team at all costs, because that is why they are called supporters. So every player there needs support. Yabantu. So please, bangabahlali mabasupport the team zabo when they're doing good or not doing good. So kuyafana. Supporters are there to support. So let us go and support our teams.
I think as I'm a supporter, we must stand behind the team and see support the team, whatever the team is going through. Remember, this is a cycle. Evile. Konamaji, we are on the cycle. Yeah, you can win, or no win a Travis, but it will end. Somehow, whatever it takes, 10, 20 years, but it will end. But the supporters must be there. Whether it's 20 years, 30 years, the supporters must be there and support the team always.
Yes, they also need our support too. Till things comes all right, we will always rely behind Kaizer Chiefs Yaron.
And we have seen the trend where big teams like Man United and Kaizer Chiefs are no longer performing as to their big names. But we as supporters must always stick with those teams through thick and thin. So we also need to understand that the nature of this game has changed. It's all about money. So money is buying success these days. So we as supporters of these big teams that are not performing currently just need to support, as it is our job to support these teams.
Fans have been panicking over the years. Years results as we see you. But the patience is always there, my support is always there, because as our yeka team, so let's support the team. Profiers and Sekela London River to support the team. As far as kind of teams in Ireland, kuno ma team kuma England or Liverpool who have been with Raul more than Kaizer Chiefs and Man United, but their fans were patient with team yawo. Profi England chikelele. Teams as badly as GYO, but events as I was not support, they played in front of their full house. So, if football game in Charlotte, let's support the team. Maybe results are easy, but Kuzuamba and there's Bacon.
And then teams like Manchester United and Kaizer Chiefs, they are not doing good in football. I think supporters must just go and support those teams. You know, when we are a supporter, you support a team, whether it win or draw, we must just support your team, whether it wins or draw.
In Man United, we dominate cool Tata Wasane Velayo. The Kaizer Chiefs Ngongjal, we dominate cool Tata Wasane Velayo. These cards are changed again, man. You won't know what Lama team lava. I said, don't say anzima. But in general, London, I wish to miss our last. I saw the Sashi Kaizer Chiefs over in Zigash. So Sashi Man United ngoba yenze kahle ngoba siyazi ukuthi bake benzani before yini abangayenza futhi kunje ikhulu zihlale ku drawing board zibona ama mistakes ezwenzile zwalungisa ama mistakes then umdlalo uqhubeke futhi ngoba lama team lawo not i history yawo iyalahlekani awusoze walahle history yenziwa ayisoze yashintsha injalo nje mangabe Chiefs inendebe eziningi inendebe eziningi ekushintshe lokho iyona kumele izenze ukuthi ifihle noma igcine ihistory yayo igcine umlando wayo ngokunjalo neMan United iyona kumele yenze ukuthi igcine umlando wayo namanye amateam iyona kuyenza ukuthi agcine umlando wayo so igame yefootball injalo is like yintaba nokwehlela yabo ubusuku nobumnyama so angeke uhlale usebumnyameni ngaso sonke isikhathi ngilina ngizokhanya let's keep on supporting our team ngoba amateam ethu
Well, and another thing is when we look at teams like Man United and Kaizer Chiefs, I think, you know, supporters should actually give support to their teams. I mean, there's always an era of dominance when it comes to these teams. And for one, the success of a team is always going to be based on the fans. However, the one thing that we can question from Man United's side is that they have a coach, I think, who's not seeing what he has. He has all the players that can actually compete and win the league, but there's just something that is not happening with him. And like finding the right combinations on the right type of players to play. And I think somehow, some way, the fans might be divided. Some would want him to stay, but others are impatient. And in terms of supporting the team, it's a matter of inconsistency coming from Ten Hag himself.
I think teams like Kaizer Chiefs, Man United, ETC, the big teams that are not performing well. When it comes to support, by a time like this, it's where the team needed support, because if the supporters can say we don't need to support them because they are not winning, it's where you are killing those teams, because they need you more than they win now. And then as a supporter, we must just rally behind them until they bounce back, because we must know, man, that, you know, seasons are not the same, you know. Seasons are not the same, and yeah, for now, it can be other teams' seasons that they are doing well, they are winning, they are taking league, they are taking cups. So I think we will need to support those teams without any hesitation.
The Fan Reaction Show is a collaborative effort between Soccer Laduma and the football fans of Mzansi. Proudly brought to you by Soccer Laduma.